Representatives from across Southeast Alaska and the country are meeting in Sitka this week to hash out timber issues on the Tongass. It's the fourth meeting of the Tongass Advisory Committee, which is advising the U.S. Forest Service on how to switch its focus from old-growth logging to harvesting smaller, younger trees. In 2010, the U.S. Secretary of Agriculture announced the Tongass transition to phase out old-growth timber sales in the nation's largest national forest. The goal was to build a timber industry focused on second-growth trees and provide an economic boost for the region. But that transition has not moved as fast as some hoped. The advisory committee was created this year to help move the transition forward. And that's no easy task, says Andrew Toms, a committee member and the executive director of the Sitka Conservation Society.
The major sticking points are that the Forest Service and I think most people in Southeast Alaska want to see some sort of a timber industry that uses the wood resources that we have here and the timber resources that we have in the Tongass, but figuring out how to do that in a way that creates a sustainable long-term yield and is economical without causing environmental damage is really a difficult mixture to figure out how it all comes together.
There are 15 committee members, including representatives from the timber industry, commercial fishing, tribal groups, and local governments, as well as conservationists like Tomes. They are being asked to reconcile the needs of those factions into a set of recommendations for the Tongass Land Management Plan. That's the document that governs who can do what and where on the Tongass.